Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2502, Get Clear on Your Game Plan, by Krista O'Reilly, Davy DeGee of alifeinprogress.ca. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator. I read the best blogs that I can get permission from to you, covering productivity, minimalism, personal development, all that fun stuff. And with that, let's get right to another post and start optimizing your life. Get Clear on Your Game Plan, by Krista O'Reilly, Davy DeGee of alifeinprogress.ca. You can't actually have or do it all, at least not in the same season of life. Every time you say yes to one thing, you are saying no to another thing or another someone. Too many people push uphill through life this way, no clear game plan, head in the sand, tossed to and fro, unhappy. Each and every class I teach begins with a foundation of getting clear on who you want to be and how you want to feel. Otherwise, how do you set meaningful goals or know when you arrive? How do you know what to say yes or no to? What guides your spending habits or the people you hang out with or the type of media you consume or even what you eat for breakfast? You need to get big picture clarity. Then you'll be able to live purposefully. You live anchored by a strong foundation, a rule book of sorts, for guiding your decision-making on a day-to-day basis. And along the way, you'll need to learn to say no to some awesome things or learn to disappoint some people in order to live aligned with your core values. Because you actually can't have and do it all. Your doctor recently told you that you'd better start exercising, sleeping, and eating right, or you're headed for a heart attack at the age of 45. You nodded your head in agreement and then came home determined to change. You don't really want to leave your wife and young kids to bury you so young and have to find their way without you. So instead of grabbing a cold beer and plopping down in front of the TV as is custom, you pull out a weekly calendar and actually shade in time blocks for exercise and adequate sleep. And since you cannot ask your wife to do all the cooking because she's too busy, you block out a couple nights where you can be in charge of supper. But then you realize that this will conflict with the hockey game and your hot wings night with the guys at the pub. But you can't do everything, so you make some hard decisions and cut and slash until you can see clearly on paper when and where you will begin to implement these new healthier habits. You feel like a weight has lifted off your chest already. You believe in building community and in service, but you serve so much that your teenage kids never see you anymore and you don't remember the last time that you actually had a date with them, time to joke and listen to your oldest plans for college next year, and your youngest hides in her room a lot these days and you wonder if she's okay. One of your primary values is building a strong, connected family, and you realize suddenly you must make some big changes now before your kids leave home and no longer want to spend time with their mom. So you pull out the weekly calendar, but in between all the meetings and coffee dates with girlfriends who need you and the home management and making real food, you cannot see where there is time to connect with your own kids. You cannot do everything, at least not in this season. So you cut and slash and make hard phone calls and disappoint some people until you can see clearly on paper exactly when and where you will spend time with the people you love most in the world. And you breathe a sigh of relief. So many of your friends are divorcing, and many more have confided in you the struggles they have in their relationships. You feel like you and your partner are more like distant roommates than best friends and lovers. But you love him, and you realize you need to actually fight for your marriage, or it will crumble like that of so many around you. But you're both tired and busy and doing your best to be good parents and responsible adults. What are you going to do? After a conversation with your partner, you pull out the weekly and monthly calendar and begin blocking out, in advance, date nights and quarterly trips away. Money is tight, but you determine to cut back in some other areas to prioritize your marriage. You're already feeling closer to him just having gotten some clarity together. Yes, it means telling the kids that they can each only do one extracurricular activity next semester. And yes, it means you will say no to the girlfriend's trip to Vegas, and your husband too will make some sacrifices. But you realize that you can't do everything and are both committed to making your marriage a priority. Now you have a doable plan clearly marked out on paper. You haven't felt this happy in a long while. You're building a new business as a health coach, but all the hustling over the past year means you're not sleeping well, you're skipping meals regularly, you never see your friends, and your adrenals are fried. You feel like a fraud because as you post about healthy living on your Facebook page, you look around at your life and realize you're miserable. This is not what you had in mind when you left your corporate job to encourage others to care for themselves well. You keep accepting work project and client after client, fearful of missing out, fearful of not growing fast enough or getting lost in a crowded market. But you bravely pull out your journal and review your core values and remind yourself of who and how you want to be. Then you print out a weekly calendar and settle in on the couch, pencil in hand, to figure out exactly where you will schedule in time for meal prep, time to move your body, and connect with your friends. You block time out for work. That's all you get because you need a life beyond work, a joyful, healthy life. And you simply cannot have or do it all at once. And after erasing and changing things and moving things around, you smile. You have a new game plan, and you know you're going to sleep better tonight than you have all year. If you cannot see clearly on paper when and where and how you will take time for the things and the people you value most, then go back to the drawing board. This is your one life. You don't get a do-over. You cannot have and do it all. And don't just say, I'll make food on the weekend. When precisely on the weekend? Did you build in time for buying groceries? Did you leave some white space for inevitable interruptions or mishaps? Be super realistic. If you end up with free time, perfect. Read a book or text your mom. Better to have some breathing room than to spend your life frantic, drained, and always a little resentful. You cannot have and do it all, but with a willingness to get clear on who and how you want to be, and a little planning, you can craft a purposeful, healthy, and amazingly joyful life. You just listened to the post titled Get Clear on Your Game Plan by Krista O'Reilly Davidegee of alifeinprogress.ca. And thank you to Krista. Some good examples there of different ways these things sometimes hit us in different life situations when we have different needs. But the story's the same. Something needs to change, which means some new things need to happen and some old things gotta go. And her argument is that if you really want this change to happen, it's not enough to simply think about it. You have to actually make the goal and write it down. Writing it down is something my brother talks about a lot on Optimal Health Daily. He talks about how the actual act of writing it down makes it much more likely to happen. And when she said that you can't just say, well, I'll make food on the weekend, and that you need to say precisely when, well, that's going back into how to actually make appropriate goals, The most common acronym for making goals that you might know about is SMART goals. They're very specific, measurable, achievable, that is, you can actually do it, relevant, and time-bound with an actual set date and time, which is what she talked about at the end there. SMART goals have been around for a long time and regularly mentioned for good reason. So if you're serious about making a change, I'd highly recommend taking this advice to heart. And with that, have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.